We have Christy Coombs who is joining us. Christy, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. It's been quite a busy day.
Yes.
We thank you very much for coming in studio and talking with us. There's a fantastic event that's coming up. This is the 12th annual
Jeff Coombs Memorial Road Race Walk and Family Day.
September 8th.
Yes, it is. It's going to be held in Abington at the Woodsdale School. It's a whole lot of fun. It's a great road race. It's a great way to bring the families out. We kind of tout it as a way to honor 9/11 in the way that it should be these days as a National Day of Service and Remembrance. We give a few opportunities for people who participate to pay it forward, do some community service simply by bringing a can of food to donate to the Abington Food Pantry, or bring your old cell phone, which we will donate to Cell Phones for Soldiers. And this year, we are also paying tribute to the families and victims of the Boston Marathon bombing.
Talk to us about the foundation and talk to us about all that it does, because maybe people don't, I don't think people understand all that you do.
Okay, well, we've kind of expanded a little bit over the years. First and foremost, we help families across Massachusetts who are having a hard time emotionally and financially because of death or illness or other circumstances that challenge the family budget. We also do emergency grants and special programs for military families. So there's a broad range of things that we do. If a family is going through some medical treatments, we can help them with parking at the hospital, provide them with gas cards, provide them with gift cards to restaurants, because one of the difficult things when they're back and forth to the hospital a lot is being able to take care of their family back home. Dinner time is always an issue with families that lose somebody. We help them with funeral expenses. We do the same thing with gift cards to make dinner time a little bit easier. Whatever the family needs, we're there to help out through family grants. One of the things that I'm proudest of that we've done is we had a military family who was having their father / husband was due home from a year-long deployment, and he was held on a medical hold in the Midwest somewhere, and the family was ready literally to go to the base and meet him in Western Massachusetts when he was coming home with everybody else. They found out the day before that he was not going to be coming home. So the family was devastated, as you can imagine, so we sent the family to visit with him for a weekend, so they still got their homecoming. And it just meant so much to the family, and they've come forward and they've continued to help out the foundation as a way of paying it forward.
You guys have done, I believe, if your website is correct, $50,000 a year? Is that correct? Am I reading that number correctly?
That's the minimal amount that we do. What we give out depends on what we take in. The road race on September 8th is our major fundraiser for the year. If we're lucky enough to come up with some other ideas and have other people come forward and say that they want to hold a fundraiser or something like that, then we're able to do more through the year. We do have a couple of runners that raise money for us by running the Boston Marathon, so that helps us out with another $10,000 to $20,000 each year. So whatever money comes in goes out. Our overhead is minimal. We don't have any paid staff. I certainly don't take anything from the foundation, and so, pretty much every penny that comes in goes right back out to help the families that need it.
You were recently named, I believe, or chosen the unsung heroine of 2013. Yeah. You're kind of turning red. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think something like that is good for the foundation, because it's good that for the foundation to get recognized for the work that we do. I don't consider myself a hero. I certainly couldn't do this without the number of people that help us out. Putting on our fundraisers, letting us know who needs help, that kind of thing. So this is, it takes a village. This is not a one-person operation. My kids help out. I have good friends that help out. Jeff's family helps out. So I am kind of the face behind the foundation, but there's a lot more people involved.
Joe, did you have a question?
Well, I was going to say, how, the number, the amount of money that you raise annually, how many families roughly, or how many people do you help out of, in the course of a year, say?
Well, in the last 3 weeks, we've helped out, I think, 6 different families. It really varies. Our grants usually range in the area of $1,000 to $3,000. It depends on the needs. It depends on what we have left in the bank. And because we're getting so close to what would really be the end of our fiscal year, because it's from, you know, road race to road race, our funds are extremely low. So any grants we give out now, we're on the lower side. But we're hoping to have a really successful road race this September and be able to get that the amount of money right back up. You know, we throw a huge holiday party for military families who are deployed, and also for the families of the fallen and the injured. The deployed families, they have to be deployed sometimes through the year, specifically over the holidays. And we have a huge party for them. We entertain about 300 to 400 military family members. So we do separate fundraising for that, because if we paid for that out of the road race money, we'd be pretty much down to nothing.
I have to ask you, you know, seeing what happened during the Boston Marathon, what raced through your head when you heard the news?
I was there. So I didn't have to hear the news.
Okay,
I was there.
What was it like went through your head just experiencing it?
Yeah, it was a pretty numbing experience. Our runner, who's a good friend of my daughter, our runner had just crossed over the finish line about 20 minutes prior. Okay. And my daughter had left me at that point to go meet up with her, and I was staying waiting for runners from another organization that I'm involved with, the Mass Military Heroes Fund. And I was looking to the left. I was standing at the end of the finish line. I was looking to the left, looking for our runners to come through, because I knew one of them was coming shortly. And I saw this huge explosion. And my first thought was, it's a bomb. And my second thought was, that's ridiculous. Those things don't happen here. And the ironic thing is, that's exactly what I thought on September 11th, when I thought my husband might be on that plane. I thought, things like that don't happen to people like me. And so it was a really surreal, strange, take you back 12 years ago kind of experience.
And was it natural to say, you know what, this year what we're going to do is we're going to help those who were affected by it? Was it kind of a natural fit?
It was a natural fit, absolutely. Mm. The first thing I wanted to do was reach out to the founders of the One Fund and to the city and say, what can we do to help these families? I've spoken to friends of a few of the families. I've actually spoken to one of the women who lost a leg, Karen Rand. The foundation has helped her, and that's pretty much through the work of my daughter, who's a waitress in New York. This is kind of an interesting story. She's a waitress in New York, and they decided they wanted to do something to help the marathon bombing victims. So she and some other waitresses donated their entire tips for a night. And we matched what they raised.
Fantastic.
And then another friend from New York who lost her husband on 9/11 as a firefighter, she donated. She matched what we raised and donated that. So we were able to help out 2 of the marathon bombing victims. And we looked at the website to see who was not raising as much money as the others. And those are the ones that we decided to help out. So it was, to go back to your question about whether it's a natural fit for our road race, it most certainly is, because our road race was created because my family was subject to terrorism.
Right.
And these families are also subjected to terrorism, and we're all part of one big family that none of us want to be a part of. But you know, if we can do something to help each other, that's what we're going to do.
Pre-registration is ongoing for the race?
It is ongoing
right until next Monday, right?
Right up till race day.
Okay.
On the, I believe the 25th, registration goes up $5 for adults and $3 for students and children. So if you want to save that $5 or $3, get your registrations in. Yeah. Make my life easy and get the registrations in, so we can guarantee that you get a T-shirt. It's going to be another great event. We have a lot of exciting things happening. We're working on getting a special guest to start the race for us, somebody that will be tied into the Boston Marathon. We're working on that now.
Okay.
And, you know, as I said, it's an awesome way to pay it forward, to honor 9/11 as a National Day of Service and Remembrance, to come together as a community and bring your kids and participate in a really fun day and remember the nearly 3,000 victims that died on 9/11.
Anything you want to say in closing? We got 2 minutes left. Do you have a website or anything that we want to get out there?
You can go to www.jeffcoombsfund.org, or you can find us on Facebook under the Jeff Coombs Road Race or Jeff Coombs Foundation. You can also register on racewire.com. You can register right online.
Okay.
And if you have any questions, you can look us up on the website. You can give me a call. Anybody wants to donate, support the road race, feel free to do that through our website. We're taking in raffles. There's a lot of raffle prizes that day, a lot of games for kids, things like that. The military comes, they bring pedal cars.
Family-friendly.
So it's very family-friendly. Mm. It's family-oriented, and it's a lot of fun, and I hope you'll come support it.
And let's you mentioned RaceWire. I believe they're going to be providing the timing, right?
They do. They do. Mm. We got too big for Colonial Roadrunners. They had to back out 2 years ago because we got too big for them, so now it's chip timing.
What's that feel like, to know that you're just slowly growing?
It's pretty awesome. Yeah. You know, when we started, we had usually about 300 to 400 runners and about 800 walkers, and it's completely switched turns now. We have almost 800 runners and about 300 to 400 walkers.
Wow.
So we just want to keep those numbers there, or, you know, keep them growing. And the only way we can do that is by everybody coming out and helping us out.
Very good. And just so folks know, remember the Jeff Coombs Memorial Road Race and Walk. It's going to be the 12th annual, September 8th. What time should they get there by?
The race starts at 9 o'clock. Registration starts at 7:30. You can also come register at 3 o'clock at the Woodsdale School on Saturday afternoon, the day before.
I want to thank you so much for taking time to stop and joining us. It's been a busy night, and I think it was a great way to kind of cap off our busy evening. Jody, you want to say anything in closing, my friend?
No, I think everyone should go to the road race. It's a great event. It seems like a great event. I've never been, but it's certainly something that I will be at this year.
Well, we'd love to have you this year, and thank you so much for having us on to let us publicize the race a little bit.
You got it.
Kevin, I'm bringing you.
Yeah, okay.
Let's
and
go.
And you don't have to run. That's what people say all the time, is I'm not a runner. You don't have to run. You can just come walk.
Hang
out in the back and have all the free food. We have about 6 local restaurants that give food. So once you pay your registration, the only other thing you pay for that day is a raffle ticket.
Looks like Kevin and I will both be there.
Sounds like a plan. And that seems like that's the end of the show, but we want to thank not only Jeff Deal, but all our mayoral candidates who showed up, Dr. Drupinski, and of course, Christy Coombs for being here. We want to thank Ryan and Larry for doing a tremendous job, as well as Christine James and Charles Matheson. That's all the show we got, but we'll be back next week with more. Stay tuned. Up next, I believe it's South Shore Live. Don't go anywhere.